Gillian Flynn is the hugely successful author of thrillers like Gone Girl, The Story of a Missing Wife and the Husband Who Might Have Killed Her, and Sharp Objects, in which a reporter with a habit of self-cutting finds a story too close to home. When the first became a hit movie and the second an Emmy-nominated TV series, Gillian was involved in the process of going from page to screen. Now she's in charge as creator and showrunner-writer of the new Amazon series Utopia. This features a world even darker than those in her books. It centers around a graphic novel, Dystopia, and its cult fan following.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Jessica Hyde. Jessica Hyde had a daddy who was a genius scientist. Now Jessica and her daddy were held by an evil villain named Mr. Rabbit. He made Daddy Hyde create horrible viruses.
Oh, how timely. Viruses. In the series, a few fans of the book suspect the world it portrays might be real. Then the sequel to Dystopia, Utopia, is discovered. Suddenly, a wacky comic convention, everyone in costumes, becomes a killing field. Assassins eliminate anyone who's seen even a page of Utopia. Oh, and that character, Jessica Hyde, she exists. Utopia premieres tomorrow on Amazon, and Gillian Flynn joins us by Skype. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Okay, I just have to at the outset say, I'm like a Masterpiece Theater kind of gal. I was lucky to see, you know, some of the first episodes. Man, this is dark.
It is a bit dark. I think people would be surprised to hear if I had written a romantic comedy or anything like that, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, and you say, you know, when it comes to all your work, you have friends who love you but just can't see it.
You know, yes, I have large swaths of friends who have never read or seen anything I've done because they just aren't not into thrillers. They don't like to be scared. And I always say that is absolutely fine. I don't come to your office and sit and watch you do accounting or anything like that. So I do not take it personally.
And meanwhile, you're also thinking, you poor thing, you're an accountant and I get to go into this world. I mean, talk about going into this world. You sound like a very normal, happy person. You know, what's that like being immersed in these worlds?
You know, I love it. I don't know if I'm able to exercise my demons through writing about the darker side, but I certainly have always been someone who is interested in the darker side of human nature. And I've always loved a good scare. And I think the world can be divided into people who like to look under the rock and people who don't. And I've always been the person who has said, you know, let's flip over the rock.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to another scene. A group of fans who've seen this book, Utopia, they're, you know, running away from the assassins and they're rescued by a woman who tells them she is Jessica Hyde. She's tough. Let's listen.
I am only willing to help you if you are useful to me. If you cry, if you whine, if you complain, if you challenge me, I will cut you loose and let you die.
She's after one thing, which is to find her father, who's been kidnapped, and that will hold the secrets to why people are after her, what she's supposed to do. To me, she's sort of a kind of statement about where we all are existentially, which are those questions of, why am I here? What am I supposed to do? What's my meaning? What's my purpose?
Well, your purpose, Gillian Flynn, seems to be to tell these difficult-to-tell stories. You say you're not about to go and write a romance. Never?
You know, I don't know that I would be good at that, to tell you the truth. I think, you know your limitations. I love writing mysteries and I love writing thrillers because to me, they're a great way to talk about bigger themes, you know, and with Gone Girl, for instance, I wanted to talk about marriage and gender roles, and Sharp Objects, I wanted to talk about what female violence looked like, especially cyclically and generationally. And that was when I first realized, after I'd written 100 pages of people sitting around and talking in rooms in a very not interesting way, that if I could tie it to a mystery, that would give me that engine to pull it through. And what I like about that is it gives a means and a vocabulary for people to talk about these bigger issues without feeling like homework. I've never felt like it was bad to be entertaining. I mean, I've always really I never have set out to be the book that sits on your nightstand waiting to be read because you know you should and you know you respect it, or sits on your DVR piling up episode after episode and you know I know I should watch this. I really like being a page turner or a cliffhanger, but still being able to sneak in those larger themes that I like. And people, if they just want to have a good thriller, you can just engage on that level. But if you find some interesting themes, then you can have more to talk about.
Yeah. That's Gillian Flynn, creator and showrunner of the new Amazon series, Utopia. Gillian, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.